And Jim, there's a bloke ever since we stepped off the Sharp Airlines flight here at Flinders Island that pretty much every single person who lives here on Flinders has said you need to get him on the radio show. So we reached out and he's sitting with us here right now. Please welcome Farmer Cray Fisher, General Layabout, who has lived on Flinders Island since 2003.
Wait, I believe he owns 7 Mitsubishi Tritons.
I thought it was 9. I guess 9. We'll ask him.
Please
welcome Mr. Mick Grimshaw. Mick, welcome.
Hello, guys. How are you going?
We are going all right, mate. And I tell you what, we've been excited. We've been excited to have you on the show. A lot of people have told us that we need to get you on. Almost the face of Flinders Island, really. Have you been told this before?
I don't know where you guys get your information from, but it's wrong. It's totally wrong.
Mick actually just got on the island this week. We've been stitched up.
He was on the Sharp Airlines flight with us.
Yeah,
really.
Well,
Mick, I mean, let's put to bed this question, because we were told yesterday by a few people that you have 9 or 7 Mitsubishi Tritons. How many do you actually have?
Yeah, no, 9's the correct figure. There's 7 that are going, and there's 2 that are there for recycling. But I actually got bogged yesterday, and I think I'm about to write another one off. So that might be 6 working and 3 in the tip.
So what do you
so
do?
So even Mick got bogged, Mick by the way, yeah. Just quickly. Let's not glance over that.
Yeah, but I think he wouldn't have bogged the Lexus. He would have known where to go or where not to go. Mick, so what do you do here on the island?
Now, I run a beef farm down on the south end of the island, or the southeast end. About a 450 cow Angus herd.
Yep.
It's very, very wet down there at the moment, so I've got plenty of excuses of getting bogged, and 2 doesn't even impress me. Try 17 in a month.
And all of a sudden, I feel great. This is awesome. Hey, Mick, you were the former chair of local tourism for 7 years, I believe.
I had a crack at that for 2 periods, 3 and 4. That's correct.
Right. And did that? So was that specifically for Flinders Island, or how did that work?
Yeah. When I came to the island, like, there were 60 odd kids at the school, and you know, the doctor was saying he's too busy and all this sort of stuff. So I thought, well, bugger it, I'll have a crack. So I got myself on the tourism board and then subsequently onto council. And, you know, I'm not saying I had anything to do with it, but right now there's over 100 kids at the school and this place is just flying.
Absolutely. What is your favourite part, if you can pick one, about Flinders Island? Like, if you're people listening now, we're trying to get so many people up here because it is such a stunning place.
Half an hour flight from Hobart.
Yeah, why do they need to come here, Mick?
Well, I think it could be summed up by telling you that we have more tinnies, as in small boats, per capita than anywhere else in the world.
Wow. That's huge.
I just made that up.
I thought you said tinnies beers, and I was like, well, yeah, no.
We did see a few of those yesterday.
Yeah.
A few bolters.
So if you could get yourself into a tinny out somewhere off where you were swimming the other day and, you know, fishing, crayfishing, whatever. It's just magic.
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely stunning.
So you came here in 2003. Can you talk us through that? Were you planning to stay? How did that happen?
No, complete serendipity. My wife and I, we had 2 young kids, 1 and 3, and we were just looking for a change from Victoria.
Yep.
And, we sold a block over there and we looked at reinvesting, and we just found one on Flinders, flew over, and there was 3 farms on the sale for sale at the time.
Yep.
We had a vote, went to the pub, and then the vote was for where we are currently right now, and we've never left.
Yeah, wow. I feel like that seems to be the story for so many people on Flinders Island, is it was kind of like we didn't expect to stay here. All of a sudden, we've been here for 20, 30, 40 years, and people are absolutely loving it. What about the fishing as well, Mick? Because I know a lot of people have said that the fishing here on Flinders Island is absolutely phenomenal as well. Is this something that people could come up and do and enjoy?
Oh, absolutely. Like, you know, we're in the middle of Bass Strait, really, and the waters here are relatively untouched. And, if you know what you're doing, you'll catch a mountain of fish.
Yeah, wow. Too bad I have no idea what I'm doing in most things.
Some of the beaches, there's some still, we were saying off air, there's still some secret ones that you don't tell visitors. You have to be a local to go see.
No secret beaches, Cobbers. only 42 of them we're not going to tell you about. Okay.
The others are great.
Before we do let you go, there is one final thing I did want to ask you. So yesterday, Nath, who also is on the property at the moment, he's an electrician, he spends a lot of time at Flinders Island, he caught us yesterday doing a photo shoot in our Jimmy Nath budgie smugglers, like little speedos that we were wearing on the Lexus. Did you hear about this incident yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
But I think Nath, where you get the term layabout, that wasn't me. He's a layabout.
Right, okay.
No, the shoe fits.
Because the reason I bring it up is because, I mean, we do have a couple of pairs lying around, but because you are the face of Flinders Island, mate, I'd just love to see you in a pair of Jimmy Nath budgie smugglers. Is this something that we could make happen, Mick?
Oh, yeah, I'm up for anything, and with my little pot belly, there'll be a picture.
There you go, the new face and pot belly of Flinders Island. Mick Grimshaw, mate, thank you so much. Round of applause. We appreciate you joining us on the show.
That's a pleasure. Thank you.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.